was allegedly kidnapped by her teacher had endured months of abuse by her own mother. That mother is scheduled to appear in court next month to face 5 counts of abuse and neglect involving her children. More details at townhall.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino is offering a fabulous Mother's Day brunch on Sunday, May 14th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Buffet includes omelet station, prime rib, pork loin, fresh chilled crab, steamed clams, honey lime shrimp, and an array of delicious trimmings and desserts. Adults $28 with River Club card. Children $11. Kids under 5 eat free. All ladies will be entered into a drawing for a Wind River Retreat Spa package. Reservation suggested. Call 1-800-280-UIN. For complete menu, log on to windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Sure. Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the River.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio. I'm just kind of like listening it all the way through. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. It's 7.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 26th of April, 2017. Here's another month went blowing by. 530-605-4567. And we are just out there as fast as we can streaming our show on KCNR 1460. I'm here with Bad Bob. Linda is still down in Mendocino with the girls. And you know what? They go on hikes. They go into town. They have dinner or lunch and all that. And she goes, it's just, she misses me. That's why she wants to come home.
And good morning, Carl. Weather radar.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, there's no comment about that. I mean, when Brenda's gone for 2 or 3 days, don't you miss her?
I do. I do.
Does she miss you?
I believe so.
Does she say that?
She does.
Well, then we have to accept what they say.
Mm-hmm.
Even if, you know, maybe they're just saying it for us, but still it makes you feel good.
She's getting ready to, you know, after a very long career with the agency she's in, she's ready to start spending more time around the house.
Guess what Sungold said?
Hmm.
Happy hump day.
Oh, dear.
You took off already this morning. Talking to me like, you know, all this technical stuff and in between.
We were talking about an upcoming event
that's all right. Now, what's the weather look like?
Well, looking at the KCNR weather radar, we have scattered showers in the area. That's going to continue for part of the morning. Right now in Redding, it is 55 degrees. Occasional rain showers and a high of 67 is in the forecast. Slight chance of a shower throughout the evening, but we go to partly cloudy skies on your Thursday with a high of 73, and then warming up a bit more on Friday and Saturday. By Saturday, we will see daytime highs into the 80-degree area. So big change in our weather, and this is probably the last gasp of rain we're going to see for at least the next couple of weeks. So enjoy the cool wet while you can. Again, it is 55 degrees in Redding, and we will have a lake report next hour. This forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And Anderson, a base business, a veteran-owned business that Chuck and Judy Kinney have this. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and give them a call, 365-3793. So many things going on. I just was going through all the stuff here. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Reading Chapter 2001 on Saturday, May 6th, is having their big golf tournament. And they're still looking for golfers, hole sponsors, and raffle prize donations for their annual golf tournament to be held at the Gold Hills Golf Club. There'll be a 4-person scramble with a 1 p.m. shotgun start. Net proceeds will fund veterans assistance programs and scholarship funds. All monies will remain in the North State. And that's great. These people, you know, the Purple Heart group here, the Military Order of the Purple Heart.
The Gunny
and all the people, though, there, they help out people, you know, veterans that maybe a bit down on their luck. They're having problems with electric bills from REU. And they're there to help out. And so many other things. And again, the in helping people on financial assistance for veterans and their families and scholarships, it costs a minimum of $150 to sponsor a hole. And for more information, call Gunny Filan at 339-5449 or JT Thomason at Gold Hills at 246-7867. Okay. Also, Saturday, May 13th. Safari Club International. And let me tell you what a great, great event this
Quite
is.
Quite the soiree.
Man, I tell you, what a great event. You know, Safari Club International is a worldwide organization and protects the freedom to hunt and promoting wildlife conservation. And here they have all types of guns they're raffling off. They've got all types of trips. And it's not all just hunting trips, but trips everywhere. But there are hunting trips for elk and red stag and mule deer and wild boar hunts. Goose and pheasant hunts, African game hunts, and photo safaris, fishing trips, rafting trips, canoe trips. Auction and drawings include guns, hunting and outdoor equipment, art, and items for the ladies. Now, for more information, call 474-5075, or you could probably just look it up at the Reading region, the Safari Club International Reading chapter, and there's much more information about it. A lot of stuff going on, buddy.
Boy, it is going into the busy season. It's like the roundup, you know, as we come around the corner past now, Easter. The Red Bluff Roundup starts, and then kaboom!
Well, that's, we get the roundup first, and then here we the Reading Rodeo is roaring
and
down
it's
the
letter
pike.
Buck. It's,
okay, yeah, and so we're coming for that. Plus, at the same time, you've got these things going on, the 6th, the 12th, the 13th, and all of these. So, anyway.
I'm always amused by those who say, there's nothing to do in this town. Are you serious?
I've got like four things to talk about before we start into our day-to-day. We have Los Angeles Deputy District Attorney Eric Sedell will be with us today at 8 o'clock. And what you want to talk about, this bail, this AB-10, this new bail law about, you know, it hasn't gotten the final votes on it, but this is, you know, to turn people loose without bail. And when you think about this, it just on the face of it, it's ludicrous. But it's what, you know, it's just what happens when you only have one party running a state.
The uber liberals have completely lost all contact
and,
with reality.
You know, this idea about having a Republican, and, you know, just the top two getting into the runoff. Oh, this will cause people to be more to reach out to the, you know, to, you know, middle of the roaders. Well, let's talk about Kamala, what's her name, Harris. I'm going to call her Katrina, but that's not it.
Kamala Harris. Yes.
And the woman she ran against, and it was a. The one that was in the final with her and
not even worthy.
I can't remember, but here's the thing is you had Kamala Harris, which was really out there far left, and this other woman, you know, the Republicans were saying, well, support her because at least she's, you know, decent on business, but she was way out there left too.
Yeah.
So what happens? Kamala Harris still gets, you know, still wins by, you know, just hammers her. So this whole thing about, well, you know what? They'll reach out to the citizens, you know, of the middle of the road, the middle of the road, Democrats, Republicans, and independents. No, it doesn't work like that.
The lunatic fringe has gotten the
bit. It just means
cheek.
Is that now you've got two vying to see who could be the furthest left with people. Who can give more? Me. No, me. I can give more. No, me. And then you get into this, and then, well, wait a minute. Oh, you know, we have to take care of these guns. Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Yeah, that'll solve all the problems.
It's awesome. And we're going to talk about that. All the homicides. The homicides in America.
We can follow Chicago's
I've got a surprise for you when you come back. You're not even going to believe this. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club. Our friends over there at Wellgate Sports Club. It's a sports club because right in the middle you have Boheme Spa. And in Boheme Spa, one of the memberships is that you get two free visits to the Boheme Spa for whether it's your hair or your, you know, nails or whatever you do in the spa itself. And this is for guys too, is that, you know, that right there pays for your membership, just two visits there to the Boheme Spa. But they have a only saltwater pool. They've got great physical equipment down there, all the machines you could possibly want, free weights. The place is immaculate. The people working there are just outstanding. Rich Novelli has done so much there. Give him a call at 768-1205, or even better, just stop in the corner of Court and Eureka.
Friendly streets. Folk.
Very friendly. Stop in there. Hey, I'm on a tour. I like to work out here. And you don't have to mention names or anything. Just go on in there and see what a great place
it
is.
No, we wouldn't mind if you dropped.
Yeah, but if you, you know, dropped our name. Okay, it's 16 minutes after the hour, or 7 o'clock. We're going to come back and talk about homicides in America. And why, you know, and there's a fact, a statistic that is just astounding. We'll be right back.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woohoo!
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Abby, I'm so excited for this month's Second Tuesday dining at Geronda's Italian Restaurant and Bar.
Geronda's is one of my favorite restaurants, too. I love their homemade lasagna.
I agree, and the relaxed atmosphere provides a perfect backdrop for a special night out or casual get-together. There's something delicious for everyone.
Please join us on Tuesday, May 9th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Geronda's Italian Restaurant and Bar as they're graciously donating a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Close your eyes, girl. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. It's 20 minutes exactly after the hour of 7 o'clock right here in the studios of Free Fire Radio. Good morning. Yeah, you know what? I heard this song in Sturgis one time. Sturgis, South Dakota, buddy.
Yes,
Steppenwolf.
Indeed.
His voice wasn't quite the same because they're all, you know, two of them were on walkers on the stage. But, I mean, no, it was great. You know,
the
it's
awesome
something about
sound
trying,
of the Wurlitzer rotating, no, the Hammond rotating speaker.
Well,
and
you know,
that warbly sound.
Well, that, you know, when you get into this thing that's Born to be Wild and you've got people cranking up their bikes as they have the tendency to do. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at BNT Satellite. You know what? Don't call the 800 number. The only number you need to call is 241-3474, 241-DISH. You're going to get the best deals. The money stays local. You have any problems, you can go down there and you talk to Doug or any of his guys, Ron, Rob, any of the guys down there, and they're going to be able to help you fix any problem you have. Not only that, but he's got the great deal of $39.99, and you get to watch a lot of channels, plus a free edition of 10 more channels, all for that $39.99. I mean, you think about it. How much money are you paying for your cable on channels you just don't want to look at? I bet you have 100 or 200, probably maybe 100 channels on your dish bundle that you don't even look at, right? Don't even look at. Go down and see Doug. New people signing up, veterans, get $100 off your bill. Yeah, how about that? 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local guys right here. BNT Satellite, Doug Tooley, who is a veteran himself. All right, here's a statistic, Bob, and for all of our listeners out there. Most homicides in this country occur in 5% of the counties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe that.
Homicides are a local phenomenon. And even in the counties, there are neighborhoods that are not hit by any homicides. Half the murders, a little bit over half the murders happen in 2% of the county, says the Crime Prevention Research Center. And it's localized. And it's localized in these counties in such that you could be shooting on one block, literally in the next block over, there's no shooting. Do you find that? Do you find these statistics? I mean, you talk about, look at all the crime.
Yeah.
You say, look at the crime in the blue counties, look at the crime in the red counties. All right? Mm. So, but... Because, you know, you've got Detroit and you've got, you know, Chicago and Baltimore and Philadelphia and D.C.
Capital.
You know, the killing areas of the United States. But it's not in all. It could be in that county has, you know, Chicago has, you know, so many murders, a week. So many shootings a week. But within Chicago, there's neighborhoods that don't have any shootings.
Yeah.
So it's localized and that it can, if you think about that, just think about that. So 5% of the counties in the United States. So okay, you figure it's those counties with the big. So doesn't that tell you a way to maybe use your funding, your law fighting funding? Doesn't it seem that you would focus on those five counties and even focus even more on that 2% or those 5% of the counties, but 2% of the counties?
But you are dealing with a party that has never allowed fact and imperial logic to get in the way of a good agenda from their point of view.
Okay, so you as President Trump, or you're Jeff Sessions, and you go down to this county executives, and it's probably a big city, so you probably go to the city, and you say, look, half the murders in this country are happening in 2% of the counties. And guess what? You're at the top of the list of these counties. I'd like to push down here another $3 or $4 million a year, or $5 million or $10 million, to find ways to stop this. And see what they did. No, and this isn't money to be spent on on higher raises for you, mayor, and all this other. This has to be done on law enforcement. And what would you use? I mean, more cops on the streets, which would help probably. You know, a new ways of handling these things. I mean, a martial law to bring in. I mean, do you need to bring in the National Guard, or do you need to just say to cops, you know? The gloves are off.
No, we'll just tell everybody to turn in their guns and all will be peaceful.
Well, see, this whole thing. Yeah. But you know what? But the part that was interesting to me, if you just look at it like, gee, most of the murders happen in 5% of the counties. you know, because that's think about big cities and places that have had murders. But then you think, but the part that surprised me was is the neighborhoods. It's not that whole area.
Yeah.
It's so localized. It is so localized in a place that you walk down the street, it's, you know, it's like Dodge City. Two streets over, you can walk down the street, have ice cream and all that. Nothing, you don't have to worry about it. I find that in itself really strange. Unless they're talking about like the
established
an
turf
inner
by
city,
the
you know, if you're looking to county, and then within that county, you've got an inner city and then an area, you know, like like here, look how big the county is in Shasta. Look at Shasta County, how big it is. Okay, so you've got counties that are a lot smaller than that, but they've got a lot more people. And so they've got different suburbs within that county. So does Lake Forest in Chicago count as part of that county? Lake Forest is out away from the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so their chances of having having something happen are lower. In Naperville, which is a suburban, it's a bedroom community, which is very... Very, there's a lot of money there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's in the same county, though. But you know that the crime's not there like it is in Chicago. But I don't know if it's in the same county. But it was really interesting to see that. So I guess if you just clamp down on 5% of the counties in the United States, then you'd have 3/4 of the homicide stop.
Whoa. What I find interesting is that some kid gets gunned down on the streets of Chicago, and he's just one of a legion of numbers. If a violent incident takes place in one of these affluent neighborhoods, it becomes a rallying point for the people who want to take away our means of defending ourselves.
Well, that's the other thing, too, is now the NRA is going after laws in California. They're going after the they banned the quote assault weapon. Well, they've just opened up a NRA along with Gun Owners of California and Gun Owners of America are taking this to court, saying that nowhere in the Constitution says you can do that.
Yeah,
it says you should not be abridged. So now with the new Supreme Court justice on this, it could be a 5-4. But guess what? You can't do that.
I found it interesting.
I think it's great.
I found it interesting that under California law, my AR-22, which, by the way, is Armalite rifle, not assault rifle.
That's what the AR stands
yeah,
for.
Would be considered an assault weapon under these laws. The 22 caliber takedown survival rifle would be considered a military arm because it was once, in fact, issued to military personnel, i.e. pilots who were being shot, who were in danger of being shot down.
Well, what about this? What about that M1 Garand that I have, which was, as Patton says, the finest battle rifle ever produced in the world? And think about what I can do with that at anywhere from 1,000 yards out or in. With this thing that shoots 8 rounds as fast as I can pull the trigger, and I can reload it in like 2 seconds. Without a bullet button and without removing a magazine. Think about that. That is okay to shoot. So the whole thing is just it's just a mixture. Not to me of it is just it's just a another control measure that they have. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers and Sharon Clark, who started this business over 10 years ago. If you're looking for the place, I'm talking about the place to have in-home health care, then it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, whether it's short-term in-home health care or long-term. You're not going to find a better place.
Well, the lady defines class.
That's right. 226-8350. Give her a call. If you have any questions, if you're not sure about it, call her. Let her talk to you about it because I tell you what, she gives you the straight scoop. Okay, we'll be right back after this. Wade Riggs, and it sounds like there's a circus out there.
Yeah.
Okay, 7:29 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio.
A big noise playing in the street. Gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace. Kicking your can all over the place, singing,
"We will, we will rock you."
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Taking America back is more than merely voting for the right candidate and expecting him alone to turn a morally bankrupt country around. What made and will continue to make America great is a country who allows God his rightful place. Without godly Christian values, there's no absolute standard for our courts to judge by, and no standard to hold our politicians accountable. People must experience a change of heart that only comes from a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Down here in the studios at 1326 Market Street. The center of River City. The heart. The blood. Right here at 1326 Market Street with Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It's 55 degrees going up to 67 today, and it's going to be rain out there, as you can tell, because if you're walking around right now, you're in the rain.
The weather rock be wet.
The weather rock is wet, and the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. And Dandelion Boutique is bringing us this portion of the show. You're not going to find a better place for shopping, ladies. It's, you know, Mother's Day's coming up. You know, the spring's coming up. Well, the spring's here, and the summer's getting ready to attack us next week. So you ought to have, you know, the appropriate clothing for this. And that's down at Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Not going to find a better place to shop. Linda and the ladies just love it there. They're open Monday through Saturday. Go ahead and see Linda or any of the girls down there. Okay. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
I'm peachy, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Say, something of interest I thought you might want to give an opinion on. I got a call from my cousin who's an attorney in Texas. He said before the legislature, currently now, in Texas at least, there's a law being worked through that has to do with anything that has to bear arms. And bearing arms under the Second Amendment, according to him and the legislature at this point, is anything that can be used as self-defense.
Okay. So they're saying it's okay to carry it?
You can carry a knife as long as you want. I guess a club. So a crossbow if you want to, I suppose.
Tactical nuke, you know.
Can you carry a...
I never thought of the Second Amendment being anything but firearms.
I think it's any type. Well, I think arms. It says firearms, doesn't it?
No, to keep and bear arms.
Arms.
And
well, it could be anything. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? It could be anything. You'd be walking around with your longbow, if that's what you want, if you feel comfortable with that.
And, well, what's your thoughts on that?
I have no problem with that. You know,
I don't either. I think it's probably a good idea.
I think that if you look at the people, I'm looking at people with the concealed carry. People with concealed carry, they just don't commit crimes. The ones in California and other places where you go through the training, you go through a background check, you know, they aren't the ones that are committing crimes. It's the guys that jump you on subways or in alleys, or getting drug deals, or come into the wrong house. They're the ones that are the problems. I have no problems with citizens that have got nothing in their background to keep them from having a gun or a knife or a crossbow. I have no problem with them carrying it. I don't feel, you know what, I don't feel in danger.
Law concerning the length of the knife you can carry, if I remember right.
Well, I think you can't carry anything over 3.5 inches long or something like that. It's something silly. You know what, you can't really get in deep. That's got at least 5 inches on a knife. And then you have to just keep stabbing away at it, so...
Well, it was an interesting concept, and we'll see if it passes.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Henry.
You bet. Bye.
Yeah, the terms arms and armor date back, of course, to the Middle Ages, long before gunpowder.
Oh, so. Can I carry one of those, you know,
you want to walk around
spears?
With a morning star
a
or whatever or something?
You know, like one of those, you know, maces that you kind of flail around with people?
That could change the morning star of Texas.
You know? There you go. I'm here with Wade and Bobette Riggs. I should say with Bobette and Wade Riggs. Here with Bobette Riggs, and she brought this guy with him.
Yeah, he kind of tagged along. You know.
Hey, I'm the eye candy of this group here.
Oh no, you're the bag carrier, buddy. I learned what I was a long time ago. Say, who are you? I said, I'm stage door Johnny Carlbot. I carry things. I carry things in. I help her put up stuff, and I sit there and I'm quiet. I kind of wave at people, but that's about it. You know,
I'm pretty much relegated to being her road crew anymore.
That's it. We're roadies. That's what we are. We're roadies.
That's it.
Okay. Hey, you know what? Something big Friday, and we're all involved in this thing.
I know. I'm so excited.
Ooh. It's our fifth year. I can't believe we've been doing this for 5 years.
I can't believe it either.
I know.
We're live streaming the cruise, the cool cruise on Friday night.
Starting at?
We're going to actually go live at 4 o'clock because we had started it later the first couple of years, and then we got a lot of people going, hey, can you go a little bit early so I can, you know, have something to listen to in my office? And so we've got people tuning in to the live stream in their office before they head out to the cruise.
What are you doing during that 4 o'clock?
Oh, I play music.
Oh, you play music?
I'm playing music.
Okay. Now, but the cruise itself starts at?
Cruise itself starts at 6:30.
Okay. Now, we're going to be with you.
Absolutely. Carl, I'm excited.
Carl and I'm going to be with you. We're going to be broadcasting it over KCNR 1460. And you're going to be able to see it on our website. Not only can you hear us, but you're going to be able to see it on our website also, because we're going to be streaming your video on our website.
Right. And this year we're streaming it in 1080i high definition. So the visuals on your computer are going to be absolutely fantastic. And we've got three cameras. So we're going to, and one of the cameras is a wireless, what we're calling our street cam, which is going to be in the median out there, so that the people that tune into the webcast are going to see some just unbelievable.
You're going to see shots you've never seen before.
Absolutely. You're going to get up close and personal.
That's right. Hoping that somebody doesn't, like, you know, bounce their car over on top
yeah,
of it.
That, yeah, we're hoping that, we're that, hoping that doesn't happen.
I didn't think of that, Bob.
Now, it's going to be – you're going to be able to see this in so many different ways.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, it's amazing. It's gotten bigger every year. Last year we had literally thousands of people that were tuned in online.
I said over 10,000 people.
And in
and
addition –
we're going to bump that up this year.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. In addition, Charter had us on three stations through the Community Access Television had us on three stations. They took our feed live.
Uh-huh.
Channel 26 took our feed, as well as one of our other radio stations locally took our feed live. And now this year, you're going to have us on live at the same time. So we're really expanding. And what's nice?
Oh, we're looking forward to this. Linda,
I'm
looking
so
forward to this.
You know,
because
yes.
We're all going to be there together, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, the four of us. Four of us are going to be out there talking about the cars and talking about what's happening.
Okay, now are you a car guy?
Am I? You know what? Carl, I generally buy a car in between the time that it's new and it's a classic. When I buy them, they're just old.
Okay.
That means he doesn't know anything.
I don't.
Well, see, that there could be a problem then for the four of us. you know, I know, Babette, are you up on these cars?
I'm a little bit knowledgeable, but I thought that's where you came in.
Whoa.
She changes her own oil, so, you know.
Well, I mean, changing oil, yes. I mean, I can do that, and usually I come out with less of the oil on me than and that goes into the bucket. Usually, the first time I did, it hit me right between the eyes. But, yeah, trying to find out. Well, look, here comes a really cool red car.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we may need to get a cheat sheet there.
Yeah.
Actually, we've gotten a lot of information that we've put together for this, so we can at least speak semi-intelligently, Carl, about what's happening.
As long as we can share on this. Yeah. Hey, what do you think about that car? Whoa, it's pretty. Have you seen a turquoise? That looks like turquoise with gold freckles in it.
Yeah, with this. some flames on the side.
Oh, look at that, a 56 Chevy. Well, no, Carl, that's a 56 Ford. Well, it's 56? No, really, it's a 63. Oh, okay, thank you. You know, this is going to be like the antithesis of American graffiti.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure that. Well, the good news is people can actually jump in the chat room and
help
correct
us.
Yes, they're going to say no. You're colorblind, Carl. That's actually blue.
Is that blue? Yeah. Wait a minute, blue. And then those things that they have. You know what? I have to admit it. Back when I grew up in that time where the American graffiti was in their 60s, you know, the mid 60s. Mm-hmm. And I lived in a place where we did the cruise every Friday and Saturday night.
Once upon a time in Yakima, Washington,
we would cruise from the freezer, which was a hamburger place. It was a small hamburger place, all the way down Yakima Avenue to the YMCA. We'd make the turn there. And you'd come back, and then you'd go down to Main Street or First Street, make the turn there, go down to Merle's Drive-In, mm-hmm. and which had car hops. And you'd go into there, and you'd drive around there, park, and then you come back up, and you make that turn all night long. So, you know, everybody, you know, so I'd be in there revving up my Volkswagen Beetle, which is what I had. Other guys have got stuff, their cars, every time the drive shaft would turn and go boom like that. It would make my car move. But I knew nothing about it.
Well, of course, gas was only 35 cents a gallon back then, Carl.
Back then, if you had $10, you could fill up your car, take your girl out for a date. I mean, go to the movies, have popcorn, and get something to eat afterwards.
Drive-ins.
I know. I was just thinking about that. I go, gosh, I wish those come back.
Two in the front seat and all you can fit in the trunk.
There was a day you could mine the seat cushions for enough gas money to go to the
doctor. Right? You know what? I remember they had a gas war outside Brentwood, Tennessee. It was 23 cents a gallon. And they were battling, you know, and so you could drop it lower. 23 cents a gallon. And I'm like, oh. And when gas went up to 75 cents a gallon, I sold the car I had because it was too – gosh, that's just drinking too much gas and got a smaller one. Yeah, anyway. I went up to a dollar. I'm not sure. Anyway.
But
so,
see, that's what I love about the cruise. The cruise brings back
so
much.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Many memories for me anyway. Gosh. And Babette's going to be there. She's going to be playing favorite 50s and 60s cruise tunes.
I love it. This is like my favorite event. I love the music. I love the nostalgia.
That music from then. Oh.
I just
the 60s and all that. You know, what is it? You know, Jan and Dean and the Beach Boys and talking about cars and
yeah. I just love it. I just love that time.
We're going to be in front of the Red Lion Hotel.
Okay.
Red Lion has put a stage up for us out there. We've got an 8,000-watt sound system.
Oh.
With speakers spread out along Hilltop Drive. So you're not going to have any problem hearing us if you're down at the cruise. And then, of course, you can join us online as well.
We should get a spotter that knows these cars.
Yeah.
I thought you did, Carl.
I know. He thought you did.
I thought you did.
You got thrown under.
Okay. Okay. Is Linda studying right now, I hope?
Yeah, I'm sure she is. Gosh, you know what? We need a spotter. We need a spotter that knows these and can just turn around and go, you know, it, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. And we can act like we actually know.
Yeah, somebody feed us notes.
Yeah.
There we go.
Here's a 34 coupe. Coming in, set up like it was. There's one for sale, by the way. Set up like the one in American Graffiti. Uh-huh. Who's the guy that was the Millhouse or the John?
That was the first starring role.
Paula Matt.
For Paula Matt. That was something.
But the bad boy Harrison Ford.
Yeah, his name was Falfa. But he had a truck, but the guy that Paula Matt, mm-hmm. they've got one of those cars for sale here in town for like $34,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, Carl, what about one of your listeners might want to volunteer to come down who's familiar with cars?
Yeah.
Who's
car savvy? Yeah.
If you are car savvy, and I mean, you can tell what these cars are, seriously, and you can look them up on the computer, or you just know these things, yeah, you can come down and be our guest down there and sit there on, have probably the best seat in the house for the cruise. For 2 hours, you come in there, and we'll provide you with, things to drink and stuff like that. And you just be our spotter. And if you want to do that, you give us a call, 605-4567.
Red Lion is absolutely taking care of us. They with great food, great libations.
Yeah, Chef Kim's, he's amazing and such
super.
Good food.
And, of course, I have to thank our sponsors, the people that have been behind us and helping us do this and grow this every year. And that's Powerhouse Solar.
Joe at Orchard Nutrition. Thank you.
Oh, Joe is a great guy. Both of them. Powerhouse Solar
and
Joe.
Also Mary's Pizza Shack. Those three companies have really been great as far as helping us. And because of them, 91% of the viewers last year were within California, but 9% were outside of California. So we're really able to, through this event, really get some tremendous eyes on Shasta County in a very positive light.
In a very positive way. And we're being backed to by Napa and several other places that
which
are also helping us.
Which
and we're going to be talking about that because they're sponsoring this too because they see what a great mm-hmm. event this is for our community. And you're right. If you have like 2,000 or 3,000 people from other parts of the United States see it and go, well, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. I'm into cars, and if they do this every year and gives them, I'm going to come back out. I'm going to come there next year. It's like a giant, it's already like a giant rally already, but this just brings in more people that just want to see what's going on.
Absolutely.
To be a part of it.
And it really showcases a lot of what Shasta County is all about. It's a very beautiful area to live.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate.
I'm going to take a quick break here. I want you all to stay around, and I want to talk about Riggs Media and some of the other things you all are doing. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in Mendocino, and it's 14 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 55 degrees, going up to 67. Plan on rain today, but after that, things are going to clear up, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend. And next week and the week after, it looks like no rain. So get ready for the warm temperatures.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at readingrodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's readingrodeo.com.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
6 years old, but don't you knock her, because that's the drag. She's the hottest doctor. Looks pretty square at first inspection, but she really scrams with fuel injection.
With fuel injection. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here with Carl and Linda. Hey, I'm with Bobette and Wade Riggs of Riggs Media, and we're talking about this Friday. We're going to be all of us. We're going to be putting on the cruise.
We are.
Yeah, it starts at 6:30. Now he's going to start, or he and Bobette are going to start at 4 p.m. Mm-hmm. They're going to be having this. They're going to be streaming this over YouTube and over.
What's going to be on Facebook?
Facebook.
It's going to be on. If you go to our website, which is RiggsMedia.com, uh-huh. and you click on
Riggs Media Consulting.
RiggsMediaConsulting.com. Thank you. Thank you, Bobette.
You're welcome.
If you go to RiggsMediaConsulting.com, thank you, and click on the live stream link, we're going to be live streaming it there. It'll also be on several of the several websites throughout the North
State. It'll be on ours, starting at 6:30 on KCNR 1460. Plus, you'll be able to hear us there. You know, we're going to be broadcasting via KCNR 1460. It's going to be on the Shasta Arts Council is televising it on at least one of their channels, maybe all three.
Last thing I heard was three. Channel 26 is also going to be.
There you go.
Going to be broadcasting it over the airwaves.
Three cameras, one right in the median. So you're going to be seeing the cars coming by from, unless you're standing right there, you would never see this. But it's going to be there as it's coming down the street. We're going to be talking about each one as if we actually knew what we were talking about. Hey, look at that. It's a supercharger. Oh, man, I bet that really blows out some horsepower. That's 600 horsepower in that. Yeah.
And we're also, after the cruise next week, we're actually going to be posting 360-degree virtual reality video of the cruise, which has never been done before. You can actually put on the VR headsets, and it's like you're right there.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're
virtual gonna, reality.
I know.
You know what? It's toys, Carl. I love toys.
It's his life.
I know. I see him in there. I'm like, oh, aren't you supposed to be working? Oh no! He's just like in there.
Bobette, there's reality, and then there's virtual reality.
Exactly.
Right?
And then there's Wade's reality, which
and then there's,
and
then there's Wade's virtual reality, which is even scarier.
Yeah, okay. It's very scary.
Okay, now you guys been doing a lot of things, so wait.
We have. We've been.
I mean, you guys are busy. You guys are traveling everywhere, and because you've got jobs everywhere.
Yeah. We've been absolutely blessed, Carl. Being married to Bobette for me is like having a vacation every day. She's been so busy, and I just kind of tag along. She's going to be up in Klamath Falls. She's going to be DJing the after party for the rodeo up in Klamath Falls coming up. She's going to be down in San Diego DJing a private party down there. She's all over the place, and I just get to tag along
really?
With her.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of
going down
go.
To San Diego, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of...
Coronado Bay, yeah. She's
wherever
doing
they want me, I just
kind of
go.
Okay, so how do people get a hold of you then?
Through our website.
Through your website?
Yeah, I have my own. I have DJ Bobette.
DJBobette.com.
.com.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I actually have my own little website. It's kind of cool. I feel kind of special a little bit.
Well, you are, you are special. You know what?
She really
you managed to overcome everything that you've been, burdened with here.
Yes.
wait a minute. He looked at me when he said that. What's up with that?
And that was a major.
You two are such a great team. You really are. And Wade, you do a lot of advertising for people. You got a lot of customers that way. Plus, you're doing things like this, which is great for the community. And here's the big thing, my friends. It's if you get a chance, come into our website. Come into one of the websites and click in on it, because the when you get this, it also helps promote this for next year. And getting people from all over the United States, and share it. You know, share this with, you know, if you're listening to it or it's on, you know, on Facebook, share it with everybody you know, so you get even more people out there. So give everybody a chance to see it. You know, frankly, a lot of times you go down, not everybody goes down to see the cruise because it's tough parking, and then you got to get stuck in the crowds afterwards.
And last year it was raining.
This year it's going to be absolutely beautiful. So you come out, and, you know, if you can't come out, so what do? You just sit there, flip it up on your screen of your TV, and get your friends there.
Yeah.
You know, kick back and have a couple of Frosties and watch the cruise as it's coming by.
Yeah.
And you all tell each other what kind of cars it is, because you know Wade and I are not going to be able to.
Jump, and please jump, jump in the chat room and let us know what kind of cars they are, too.
You know what? And you know what?
Bob, you're going to help, right?
Well, Bob's gone. See, so here's the thing is that we're seriously looking for car experts to come join us on the stage there as our spotters. And you'll be taken care of just like we are there by the red line.
Absolutely.
And so you can come out and say, okay, this is this car, or coming over here is this car. We will be, you know what, you'll be heroes. You'll be on TV. You'll be able to, expound on all your knowledge.
And Red Lion's also putting up grandstand seating out there. So if you don't want to be on camera, but you still want to be a part, come down and say hi to Carl and Linda and Bobette and I. You can come on down and have great seats right there in the grandstand right in front of the Red Lion.
And listen to great music.
Great music.
You know what that is? You know what that is? You know, I was watching something called The Making of Pet Sounds. Beach Boys and The Making of Pet Sounds.
What a great album.
It was a documentary. Mm-hmm. What a great documentary. Brian Wilson is a genius.
Mm-hmm.
In so many ways, and he was tired of being on the road, so he stayed back while the group went out, and somebody, you know, he brought somebody else to sing for him. But that's when he wrote some of these greatest songs, and he put it together with like an orchestra with violins and all this thing, you know. So it starts off almost like an opera, you know. Wouldn't it be nice?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but then they talked about how they were writing the car songs, you know, and how they had to progress because here came the Beatles. They were really afraid that the British invasion was just going to wipe them out. Yeah. So they had to also grow. But their songs, them and Jan and Dean and all of that, I mean, those are going to be songs you're going to be hearing Friday.
Oh, and a lot more.
A lot more.
Yeah, she's got like 10,000 songs in her library. Then she has an online subscription to where whatever songs you want to request, she's got.
What? Oh, okay.
Just letting you know that your producer was letting you know that your 8 o'clock guest is on the phone.
Okay. Well, we've got like 10 minutes. You might want to tell him that we've got about 10 minutes if he wants to.
He is aware of this.
Okay. Great. And we appreciate that. This is the Deputy District Attorney of L.A. is on our show here.
Oh, my goodness.
He's talking about something that we've talked about several times with the sheriff, the chief of police, Holly Hoekstra from Holly's Bail Bonds. Mm-hmm. And now this thing is so bad, this AB 10. This bill in the Senate and the Assembly is so bad that all law enforcement are against it. And now we have the Deputy District Attorney of Los Angeles saying, this is another reason why you don't want to do this. If you think crime's bad now, stand by. But we're going to have him on at about 8:05 here today. Okay, for all of us, this Friday, you can't find a better place to be than in front of your computer or the TV.
I'm rather sorry I'm going to miss. I'm going to be up with the Coast Guard Auxiliary.
Well, see, you won't, because I'm going to give you the – you've got a phone that works out there.
I do.
And you can listen and watch us.
Which works best when you're in a place where there is actual
Do you need a hotspot?
Service.
Do you need a hotspot?
I guess you've ever been to
the hotspot. Hotspot doesn't work either.
Still you need that cell.
We're talking about Lakehead.
Oh.
Well, you know what? But I think that, you know, it's going to be an outstanding time for all of us.
It is.
And so you can start listening at 4 p.m. Just go to
RiggsMediaConsulting.com and click on the live stream link, or visit us on Facebook, Riggs Media Consulting on Facebook, or DJ Bobette on Facebook, and we've got all the information there as well.
And then at 6:30, you can tune in at KCNR 1460 and watch it via our site and listen to it as we're out there giving it our best shot.
on the night of the cruise for Cool April Nights. I'm excited about it. I think we're going to have a great time.
I'm excited. I'm excited that you guys are going to be there. Oh. I'm super excited. You guys are so much fun. And
well, any opportunity,
we're just going
to
have so much
hang
fun.
Out with you,
oh,
and
my
Linda.
Gosh.
Well, you know what? I think we're going to have a good time. And it's going to be a good thing for our community. And, again, we want to make sure that we push this out. You know, and people that are listening and watching this that are on the computer, push this out to your friends in other parts of the country and say that, hey, you know what? There's a good time if you want to come to Reading during this week. It's a great time. You know, if you like cars, you know, like the nostalgia. If you remember, with just a couple of seconds left, when Anselmo was here, he brought in American Graffiti actors. You remember that? He brought in Paul Lamont and, gosh, the girl who played, you know, Candy Clark, who played in there. Yeah, anyway. Okay. This Friday, we're going to talk about it a lot more. When we come back, we have Eric Sedell, who is the deputy DA of Los Angeles County.
And the news on KCNR Shasta Reading, brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump today unveils the outlines of his tax reform plan. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president has said the plan would give Americans a tax cut bigger than any tax cut ever. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says these are the president's main objectives.
Middle-income tax cut. Simplification. The average American should be able to do their taxes on a large postcard.
The Trump administration also wants to reduce the corporate tax rate. Mnuchin says tax reform will pay for itself with economic growth. Greg Clugston, The White House.
President Trump took to Twitter in reaction to a federal judge's ruling yesterday that knocked down his immigration order, a day after the judge issued a decision to block the president's order to withhold funding from so-called sanctuary cities, those that don't cooperate with immigration officials. The president said he would take his fight to the highest court in the land, saying, quote, "See you in the Supreme Court." All 100 members of the U.S. Senate will meet at the White House campus today for a briefing on North Korea.
Several senior administration officials will brief the senators, including Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Defense Secretary James Mattis. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer told reporters the White House is merely serving as a location for the briefing. This has perplexed many senators, who note they're accustomed to having such briefings at a secure location on Capitol Hill. These secure rooms are configured to block eavesdropping or electronic surveillance.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon. People in North Carolina paying attention to rising rivers now after storms dumped several inches of rain across much of the state.
We had, you know, anywhere from 6 to up to 9 inches across the greater triangle area, Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill, and then down towards the Goldsboro area. A lot of our rivers and streams went into moderate, or what we call major flood.
That is forecaster Barrett Smith with the National Weather Service. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-885-4488. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-885-4488. 800-885-4488. 800-885-4488. Results may vary.
Shareholders, irritated by the fallout from Wells Fargo's sales practices scandal, have sent a warning to the bank's executives and board, with some directors barely holding on to their jobs in what is normally merely a symbolic vote.
This week's shareholder meeting was the first time Wells Fargo had met collectively with its investors since acknowledging last fall that its employees opened up to 2 million bank accounts without getting customers' authorization in order to meet unrealistic sales quotes. While all 15 board members kept their positions for another year, four directors received backing of 60% or less. That included Chairman Steven Sanger, who received 56% support.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average opened up at 20,996 after yesterday's 232-point gain, and the gains continue. at least in early trading right now. It's Dow up by about 35 points. More of these stories from townhall.com. The music venue Colston Hall in Bristol, England, is set to ditch what some are seeing as its toxic name that it shares with a 17th century slave trader.
Edward Colston was born in Bristol in 1636 and made much of his fortune from the slave trade. He was involved in the shipment of tens of thousands of slaves from Africa to the Americas. The trust that runs the venue says the name has become toxic and doesn't reflect its progressive values. It'll announce a new name by 2020 when the hall reopens after renovation. Some campaigners have suggested it be called Freedom Hall, but there won't be a public vote. The trust has made it known that it could incorporate the name of a commercial sponsor.
That's BBC's Danny Eberhardt. North Korea will no longer host this year's Judo World Junior Championships. That's because of security concerns on the Korean Peninsula. The International Judo Federation made the announcement today. More details at townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 and joining us from the studios of KCNR 1460 in the heart of Redding, California, 1326 Market Street, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live worldwide at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, what's it look like here for weather today and tomorrow, maybe in this weekend, because we got the cruise coming up that we're going to be doing.
Well, the cruise will look great closer to our current time frame. It is 56 degrees in Reading and rain outside our studios right now. That'll ease up this afternoon. High today. Today would be about 67 degrees, overnight low of 48. Tomorrow, sunshine and clouds at a high of 73. As we get into Friday, the high temperature inches up to the mid-70s under sunny skies. By the time we hit the weekend, we are into the 80s, and it looks like the early stages of summer are, by the middle of next week, 90 degrees in the forecast.
Oh, my goodness. And all of those chores. Mm-hmm. That
get her done because your lawn is going to explode.
All those chores Linda had are going to be. I'll be able to do it now. I can't blame it on the rain.
The honeydews will come out. Yes, Shasta Lake currently 10 feet from the top and holding. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Hey, a veteran-owned business right here in Anderson where they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Great place. Chuck and Judy Kenny, give them a call 365-3793. And you know what? With what we're going to be talking about today, our sponsor of Bastiani Arms is a good guy to be talking about right at the beginning of it. 2539 Larkspur, you're not going to find a better deal on firearms or all the accessories they have, classes on CCW or hunter safety. They've got it all at Bastiani Arms. They're a locally owned, locally run firearms store, Bastiani Arms, and I heartily recommend them. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Open, Tuesday through Saturday. We have the privilege here of having the Los Angeles Deputy District Attorney Eric Sedell here. He's also the Vice President of the Association of Deputy District Attorneys. And one of the things that we've been talking about, as we've said earlier in the show, was how this new law on changing the bail system it can impact on us. Good morning there, Mr. Sedell.
Good morning.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, and just so we're sure, I'm not representing the office on this issue. I'm representing our association, the Deputy District Attorneys of Los Angeles, on this particular issue.
Sure. I can understand that. This issue we're talking about is these two bills are working their way through our through Sacramento. Can you give everybody a quick brief on this?
So what the bills effectively do is eliminate the bail process so that people will no longer have to post bail. It will effectively release almost every single individual that we have that's waiting trial. They don't say this. They try to make it sound like they're just trying to protect the poor. But effectively, what it will do in terms of its practical application is make it almost impossible for bail to ever be posted. Interestingly enough, they don't eliminate bail. So even with people that they think are in extreme public danger and an extreme flight risk, those people can still post bail. So the bill itself makes zero sense. It's internally contradictory. It takes no consideration to victims' rights. It is 100% geared towards the right of the defendant.
Is this a surprise to you that we've had these two bills introduced?
It is, especially the timing of these two bills, because the Judicial Council for the State of California, which is basically a council made up of judges and public defenders and prosecutors, a group of people within this industry, are looking at this issue because there are certain problems with how bail is done today. And so they're investigating this issue. They're supposed to come out with their findings in December. What I find shocking is that Sacramento and legislators who have no idea how a courtroom functions are meddling into this issue. We shouldn't be totally surprised because Sacramento seems to be dysfunctional by its very nature, but it's disheartening to see this happen.
Well, you're a, and I don't mean this in a bad sense, but you're a registered Democrat.
I am.
And as probably many of your friends down there in the district attorney office and many others, is this but wrong's wrong.
I never understood why our criminal justice system has become so politicized. Our DA, our former DA, Steve Cooley, was a Republican. He endorsed our current DA, Jackie Lacey, who's a Democrat. We don't see party lines when it comes to criminal justice and public safety. What I find disconcerting is it doesn't seem like public safety advocates have any chance of doing anything in Sacramento right now. It is entirely run by the ACLU. This bill itself, I don't think the authors know what the implications of this bill is. I had a debate with one of them on the NPR, and it was clear from this debate that he didn't know what was, what the real implications of his own bill was. So, well, he's writing this legislation. It's not public safety advocates. It's not victim advocates. It's people who have a very fundamental distrust with our criminal justice system. They don't like it. They think it's racist. In fact, if you look in the body of the bill, it talks about how you shouldn't use a defendant's past criminal history, or you shouldn't give undue weight to a past criminal history, because past criminal history could be considered racist.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the bill.
It's in the bill that way. So whatever this dirtbag did the 30 other times he was arrested or she was arrested, can't look at that because it could be considered racist?
No, it doesn't say you can't look at it, but you can't give it undue weight. What else are you supposed to weigh?
Yeah. I don't understand this. And this is the part, if anything brings Democrats and Republicans together, it ought to be public safety.
It should be.
It should be. That should be something that we can all agree on in infrastructure. But public safety up here, this is a major, major concern up here in Shasta County. Because of AB 109, Proposition 47 and 52, we have no room in the inn to lock people up anymore. And now we're talking about taking the bail system, which and most of our, a lot of our problem is failures to appear. We'll have times when nobody shows up to the court for the whole day, except the prosecutors, the defense, the witnesses, and the poor victims. But the perps don't show up.
No, it's true. I mean, you have, and you know, that's one of. By the way, I think that's also one of the problems with the current bail system is that if you're wealthy, you pay your bail and then you leave and you don't show up. If I think that's a problem as well. So.
Oh, it is. You know, do you have a few more minutes? Because we have to take a quick break here. Okay, I'm here with Mr. Eric Sedell, who is the Los Angeles Deputy District Attorney. He's speaking, though, for the he's the Vice President of the Association of Deputy District Attorneys, and that's who he's speaking for. He's not speaking for the District Attorney's Office, and I understand that. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business up here in Redding that have been voted best in the North State for several times, and they are the best in the North State. I can recommend Martin and Alliance Heating and Air and all of his people with no reservations if you need anything done with your HVAC. And get, hey, people, next week, 80 degrees, and it's going to get hotter. Have them come out and check. Make sure that works. 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back with Mr. Eric Sedell.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, it's time for ethanol-free 93 for all your chainsaws, lawnmowers, and blowers and dirt bikes. So come on in and see David at the plant. Barbecue season's starting up, so fill those propane bottles. We have lots of them ready to go. We have race car fuel for all the go-fast folks. And if you're thinking about updating your water heater, give us a call. We have lots of kerosene-fired on-demand water heaters that work great. We have red and clear diesel at all the plants and gasoline. If you need card lock, give us a call. We are the CFN, Fleetwide, and Fuel Man that are accepted all over the U.S. In Corning, Robin's getting busier every day with all of our ag customers and has a lot of truckers coming through. Joe in Weaverville's getting a lot busier with the traffic starting to come through at certain times. Northern Lights Energy, home, ranch, construction, and logging. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Ooh, El Paso. I swear they ran into a great big hassle. Billy Joe shot a man.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Right here in the studios of KCNR 1460. 1326 Market Street. In downtown Reading. 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 55 degrees going up to 67. Hey, next week, parents and caregivers, the National Alliance on Mental Illness is having a out of Hill Country Care Center starting Wednesday, May 3rd through June 7th. It'll be classes every Wednesday night on the if you're concerned about your child or adolescent social, emotional, or behavioral development. Does your child or adolescent have symptoms or diagnosis of ADHD, depression, anxiety, bipolar? Go in there, and Sandy Mastin and Susan Powers were here yesterday. It's going to help you deal with what's going on in that. You'll find out how to manage the crisis, how to take care of yourself and handle stress, developing the confidence and stamina to support your child with compassion. Because there's so many things that, you know, that you're going to have to be able to do and have the strength, you and your family, for this. This is just a great class. It's NAMI Shasta County. Give them a call at 605-1647 or call Susan Power at 365-1069. Class is only limited to 20 people. So this is something that I wholeheartedly back here for people who have mental illness in their family. Hey, we're here with Mr. Eric Sedell, who is the vice president of the Association of Deputy District Attorneys. He's the deputy district attorney in L.A. We're talking about this new bail act, or the fixing, I guess, the repair of the bail acts AB 10, and but what it does essentially is it just does away with bail as we know it, and is going to have a severe impact on our state and our counties and our cities with this, you know, with this plan if it passes. Now, good morning, Mr. Sedell.
Good morning.
Now, one of the things is that New Jersey tried this.
Yeah, right. They're currently doing it. The cost is going through the roof. I think it's costing them about $500 million. You know, New Jersey is a much smaller state than we are. They don't have a lot of the, you know, they have some crime-ridden areas, but we have a lot of more major pockets of crime than they do. And it's costing them a huge amount of money. So I don't know, a state that can barely keep its courtrooms functioning, I don't know how they're going to do this this pretrial service organization that they want to start up.
Now, from what I understand is that if a person's arrested, and just let me give a quick one, then you fix it for me after if I get it wrong. But once a person's arrested, they have to go in front of somebody or a committee to see if they should be given bail?
So there's going to be a new bureaucratic agency that's not going to be responsive to anyone. It's going to be established by each county. The state's supposed to fund it, but as we know, the state's
we all know that's a lie. That's
funding.
A lie. You know, we know that's a lie.
Yes, it's a total lie. What they're going to do is pass the cost to the counties. The counties are going to establish this agency. This agency is supposed to turn over a report within 48 hours. Okay, probation right now on a probation violation takes about 2 weeks to turn around a report. And that's on a probation violation when you know what the person has done, right? They want this new organization within 48 hours to make a determination whether this person is a public safety risk or whether they are a flight risk. And this new organization has a mandate to try to make sure that they are released. This will happen with every type of felony except violent felonies. But violent felons will also get an ability to have this agency make a review. And then the judge has to go and look at this review, and pretty much the judge is going to follow what the review says.
So does this mean you can keep them in jail for 48 hours?
That's probably going to be the max.
Well, but you know what? For us, 48 hours, that's a big time up here.
Right.
48 hours, get them off the street for that long? But these are violent felonies. Or these are just felonies, right?
These are felonies because misdemeanors in this state.
Yeah, already. Yeah,
they're already released.
Yeah, and they never show up, and then they wonder why we're having problems with drugs. Anyway, you know, does this get, you know, okay, Democrats, Republicans. I mean, you've probably been a Democrat your whole life. At what point do you go, this is crazy? You know, why are we doing this?
You know, it's mind-boggling. I never thought I would see the day where we were going to look at a defendant and a, you know, a hardened criminal and say, you have far more rights than our victims do. Because the thing that I don't think people really think about when they consider this bill, you just reported a murder, right? You're across the street from a guy who's committed a murder.
Yeah.
You report that murder. 3 days later, that person is sitting on his front porch looking at you.
Looking at you.
What are you, the victim, going to think? You're going to think, wow, here's the state abandoning me. Why should I help them? Why should I help the government try to prosecute this guy? What is the point when they're going to release him, even though he's being charged with murder? I mean, that's going to have a really, real profound impact on our witnesses and our victims and our ability to be able to effectively prosecute these people and make sure justice is carried out.
Well, let's just take this a step further, if you don't mind. Is now we're dealing with police that are under a microscope all the time.
Right.
And what happens with the proactive police and this when if they go and if they're proactive and are stopping somebody, now I understand that something's also working its way through the legislature. It's a 30-point checklist that you have to fill out after you stop somebody, even for a traffic stop.
Right.
And, I mean, 30 points, and it deals with anything from age, race, sexual orientation, and I don't know what the other 30 are, but it sounds like, you know, 27 are, but it's pretty, you know, but he or she has to answer without asking them questions. And then, I mean, are you seeing down there in L.A., maybe, you know, are the police backing off a little bit here?
Well, you know, I think when you're, when people make it harder, not just harder to do your job, but also make it pointless, you know, where people just get released immediately. You know, there's going to be fewer arrests. There's going to be fewer. It's logical, right?
It makes sense to me. If every time you do something, you've got to be concerned about your back, and also when you risk your life to bring somebody in and you see them back on the street before you can finish the paperwork.
Right, and you know, it's a snowball effect. You have, you know, all this public scrutiny on every single little thing that you're doing. Then, even if you make the arrest, you know that this guy's going to get released within 48 hours. Why would you want to do the job?
I know. Well, you know, and that's where we're going. I mean, we've got a lot of police, sheriffs. And you know, these are all good guys, and I'm sure you do. I mean, you're a district attorney, and you.
No, I look, these guys are doing, you know, God's work. They're you know, they're going out into really rough neighborhoods. They're risking their lives every day. They're putting their own families at risk.
Uh-huh.
They go out there. They do a good job. They protect the community, and let's face it, the places that are the most vulnerable are in. For example, my county are places like South Central Los Angeles, you know, where minorities are getting massacred by these gang members. Who's speaking up for them? You know, I'll give you one example about how absurd this new bail system will be. Currently, we have the Constitution protecting victims. There's specific language in our state constitution about bail, that, you know, bail is there to ensure the safety of the victims. We have statutory language within our penal code to also protect victims' rights. I had a guy who murdered it's South Central LA. He goes and murders another fellow gang member. The other gang member is a bad guy, but he was just sitting in his car. He goes over point blank range. He shoots him in the head a bunch of times. I've met the victim's family. You know, these are good people. They're there every day in court. They love this. You know, this guy may be considered a bad guy by the rest of society, but he had a family who loved him.
Right.
Now he's dead.
Right.
guess what happened with that defendant prior to him murdering someone? He committed a residential burglary. A judge in the west side of L.A., in the LAX court, released him on his own recognizance because she didn't consider it to be that serious of a felony. It's only residential burglary. So let's give him a chance and release him on his own recognizance. While he was released, he committed this murder. That is a real-life example, and that is an example that happens when we have all these additional protections. Now we're going to have a bill that strips all of these protections, that gives all the protections to the criminal, to the defendant. How many more of those stories are we going to expect to see?
Oh, I would imagine we're seeing them up here right now. Guys that are released kicking in a door of a house. But things are a little bit different up here in Northern California. They kicked in the door of a house and the guy shot him.
Right.
So, but it's not exactly like that in Southern California. Hey, Mr. Sedell, do you have like another segment left in you? Because I have another question for you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, great. We're here with Eric Sedell, who is a vice president of the District Attorneys Association and also a deputy DA in LA. And we're talking about the new these bills working their way through the Assembly and the Senate that's going to literally just strip away bail. And so people were released on their own recognizance because maybe they just don't have enough money, even though they've committed felonies. You know, even when I say this, people will think, is he joking? It's 8:30 in the morning. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
The best part about spring is being able to spend more time outside. And what better way to enjoy a Sunday brunch than with great music at View 202. Linda Bott, Bruce Kalin, and Bernie Baker are back on the veranda with all your jazz favorites served up in style. This Sunday from 11:30 to 2, treat yourself, invite family and friends, and savor good music, great food, and the best view in Reading. View 202 on Hempstead Drive. Call 226-8439 to make your reservation.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is in Mendocino with her friends. She'll be back Friday morning. And then Friday evening, we're going to be doing the cruise here, televising it over our and streaming it over the station. And then also you're getting very snappy commentary. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Whether you're designing and building or you've got a watch that needs to be repaired, the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is at Four Winds Jewelry. Great estate jewelry, great selections of everything, very fair prices, and very honest people in there at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We're here with Mr. Eric Sedell, who is the Vice President of the Association of Deputy District Attorneys and also a Deputy District Attorney in L.A. We're talking about the bills working their way through the Assembly and the Senate, which was essentially stripped bail away and put people back on the streets without any type of hammer to get them into court. Now, good morning, Mr. Sedell, and thanks for being with us. You know, you've used several examples, and we can see that up here in Shasta County, because you start getting written a ticket for a misdemeanor, or you're arrested and released because jails are full and they don't show up. Where are we right now with these two bills, SB 10 and AB 42?
Well, they've gone through the Public Safety Committee, and now they're being studied by the Appropriations Committee. After that, they'll go to the floor of the Assembly and the Senate, and you know, we'll see what the members of our legislature do.
Do you have any inkling that they would actually vote this down?
I think there's a very strong likelihood that this thing is going to pass.
Okay, now, this could be heresy, Mr. Sedell. You're being a registered Democrat. Has the time come for a change in the Assembly and the Senate up there as concerning safety and public safety for our citizens?
Well, I think that people need to start running on a public safety platform against these people who don't seem to be very concerned about what's going to happen to individuals. It's a sad state of affairs but you know that if something had happened to one of their family members or someone that they knew very close, they would have a very different view of this. This is an issue I'm passionate about because I spent a lot of time dealing with the victims of extremely violent crime, murder, rape, and I see the hole that it leaves in these families. It's tragic, and it should not happen. I don't know why we would have legislation that would encourage more criminal activity.
Well, we talked to one of the owners of a bail bond facility here, and she's been in business for a long time. And what she says is, we work with families. When the person has a bail to so that they can pay it, and they work with them, and then they show up because, they've got something to lose then. Or the family has something to lose then.
Right.
And, the guy himself may not have money, but the family will take care of him in this sense. And then with that bail kind of hanging there, it gives them a reason to show up, or the family loses everything. This is, and when you take this away and you put another group of people in there from somewhere, so they're in between the police that have arrested them and the judge that's going to see them and making this decision whether they should have bail or not because, I don't have any money, but I've been breaking into cars. I've stolen $1,000 worth of stuff or $2,000, but I don't have enough money for bail. But, I live here in town. I've lived here for 5 years and I haven't hurt anybody. I mean, this kind of thing is, even though I have this huge drug problem that they can't get him in to see because there's nothing to force him into that. I just, don't they see that?
You know, I think they look at these very extreme cases that they hear about where, you know, someone is on a $5,000 bail or warrant, and then they're put into custody, and they're not a career criminal, and they've lost their job because of it, and they lose their apartment, they become homeless, and, you know, they get these very extreme examples, and I think that they want to reform the entire, or they use that example to reform the entire system. And that's just not, you know, in terms of my experience here in L.A. County, I've been a prosecutor for a decade. I don't see that.
Hey, Eric, how dangerous is it? Oh, this is what I was going to say. I just did a story before you came on in the last hour that most of the murders, homicides in this country are done in 5% of the counties, and over half of the homicides are done in 2% of the counties in this United States, and it's localized, that you could have it in on two streets, but then two or three streets over, there's no homicides. It's that localized. Do you see that, or do you believe that? This is from the Center for Crime Prevention that came up with these statistics. Do you see that?
I mean, murders happen in certain portions of Los Angeles. They don't happen everywhere else, and which is why people think, you know, people, you go around L.A. County and to most parts of L.A. County, people think, oh, yeah, there's a gang problem, but it's not that big. Well, if you're someone who has to live in Watts, gangs are a big issue for you, and people getting murdered all the time is a big issue for you because you see it all the time. Those are the communities that are being affected the most. You know, 99% of the people that live in those communities are good people. They just happen to live in an area that's where they can afford. They're working people. They're living there, and, you know, they see murder all the time. You know, if you're living in Brentwood or the west side of L.A., you're not seeing that. You think that there's not really a murder problem because, you know, your neighborhood's nice and safe.
Well, that's what these statistics said, and that it is so localized. Is this something then, and this is kind of breaking off a little bit, but is this something when you see like the statistics like this, is this something then if the legislature really wanted to do something about it, they'd find ways of funneling money and help down to these, you know, these high homicide neighborhoods? To get more cops and to get more programs and things like this?
I don't get the sense that they really care about those neighborhoods.
Oh.
If they did, then they would care about these public safety issues. So
that's interesting. I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. They don't really care.
No, they'll speak lip service about how this is, you know, how the bail system is racially insensitive and how the criminal justice system is racially insensitive. The victims of crime overwhelmingly are minorities. 50% of the murders in the United States, the victims are African American. 50% of people who get murdered. You know, I'm telling you, I'm sick and tired of everyone talking about the defendant, the defendant, the defendant. Whatever happened to the victim? Why aren't we talking about victims of crime? Why is it that the defendant gets all this special treatment and special, you know, they want to have this service, give call reminders to defendants and maybe, you know, give them transportation to make sure that they can come to court.
But not, you know, to the victims' families.
We're going to spend billions and billions of dollars catering to making sure that our defendants can get to court on time. And yet, what does the victim get? The victim gets nothing from this bill whatsoever.
Oh, well, he gets another slap in the face, a thumb in the eye.
Right.
Something else. And you're absolutely, you know what, Mr. Sedell, you are absolutely right. What happens to the rights of the victims of these thugs, these bottom crawlers that come up and do things, murder, steal, rape, rob? They get, you know, the victims. The victims show up even in court, and these guys don't show up. And what happens to them? Oh, failure to appear. And they know nothing's going to happen to them. This is just, we've reached the point in our state with these AB 109, 47, or 42, 57, and then these bills on bail that it's just to the point where if you believe in law and order, this is it coming to the fact that you have to take care of yourself?
You know, something that the public's probably not aware of, but the state legislature actually made some changes about what happens to people who are who commit murder under the age of 22 or under the age of 23. So if you're between the age of 18 to 22 and you commit a murder and you're sentenced and you use a gun and it's first-degree murder, you're usually sentenced to 50 years to life, assuming you have no criminal record. The state changed the law saying, well, if you're 18 to 22, you're really not a fully developed adult at that point. So we're going to allow you to be released after 25 years. So if you commit a murder when you're 23 and use a gun, no criminal record, you get 50 to life. If you commit a murder at 22, you get to be released at 25 after 25 years. You know, what happened to thinking about, you know, the justice for the victim's family or for the victim who can't speak for themselves anymore? They don't care about that anymore. They want to treat everyone like a child. They want to, you know, expand juvenile laws to, you know, right now, if you commit a crime as a juvenile, nothing's going to happen to you. Absolutely nothing. So we've gotten to the state point in the state where, you know, we started with Proposition 47. That was supposed to alleviate our problems with overcrowding in the jails. I had no problem with that. I thought, you know what, if that's going to stave off future, you know, releases of hardened criminals, fine. But they didn't stop there. And then they went with AB 109 and threw all these criminals back to the counties, didn't fund the counties to take care of them. Lots of people got released. Then they started Proposition 57 with the, you know, with the lie that this was going to somehow enhance public safety, even though it does the exact opposite and releases people, violent criminals, onto the streets early, and did away with most of three strikes, did away with all these sentencing enhancements that we use to punish gang members. So they did away with that. Now they want to go after bail. And now they want to make sure that basically no one of our witnesses will participate in the system anymore. Because when they see that all these criminals are being released and back into the neighborhood, they are not going to want to testify, and rightfully so.
Why?
I don't blame them.
Yeah, they're putting their lives on the line right then when they say, hey, look, I saw this. This was a cold-blooded killing. Oh, my gosh, he's back on the street. And, yeah, and he's driving by my house.
Right.
Yeah.
Where's my protection, you know? Because you know that the police don't have the resources to post a car in front of every witness's house. So where's their protection? Their only, you know, protection at that point was to have that guy in custody. Now, it's a joke. With this, it's a total joke. They're going to have these guys running around, and our witnesses and our victims are going to say, you know what, the hell with you people. You're not going to help us. Why should we help you?
Our guest today has been Mr. Eric Sedell. He's been talking about, and he's a deputy DA from LA, but he's speaking for the, he's the vice president of the Association of Deputy District Attorneys, lifelong Democrat, and is talking about what's going on with this suspension of bail and doing away with bail, SB 10 and, SB 10 and AB 42. Essentially what it does is it does away with bail. We've been talking about it with our police chief, our sheriff, and our bail bondsman up here. This is a view from an area that has a massive amount of crime. Massive amount of crime, and the impacts it's going to have on the people of our state and our state, our counties, our cities. And the fact is that he believes, Mr. Sedell believes, it's going to pass. And when it does, if the governor signs it, it's going to be the victims of crimes, the police that are out there trying to arrest people, the whole system will take another serious body blow. Am I correct on this?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think that's you know, our hope is that that because of the cost that the governor will not want to do this, because the cost will be astronomical.
Well, maybe that'll be it. It's just going to be too expensive to do. Not because it's wrong, which it is. It's just too expensive. I've heard that before.
It's a scary thought, Carl, as you have stated before. It's a crazy world when Jerry Brown is the sane voice in the room.
No offense, Mr. Saddell.
No, it's kind of amazing that, you know, Governor Brown is probably our best hope in terms of stopping this.
He's the conservative down there. Yeah, he's the conservative down there. I know. But I agree with you. And this is what I'd really like to see is you're right. People need to run on a law and order, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, law and order to make our state safe. And you know, you're going to get a lot of votes that way. And whether you are a Republican or a Democrat, say, hey, you know what? You may want this and this, but don't you want to be safe in your own town? Yeah. Thank you so much for being with us today, sir.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thank you for listening to this issue and you know, talking about it. It's an important thing that's going to happen in our state. And, you know, if people start, you know, talking about it and writing to their legislature and, you know, really voicing an opinion in opposition, hopefully this thing will not pass in June.
Well, that's the big thing, everybody, is, okay, we already know how our guys are going to vote up here, our two representatives we have for our whole Northern California. But you need to also pass this on to your friends in other parts of California to have them go to their representatives and say, hey, look, this is bad. This is bad. And, you know, and this is going to be archived, Eric. So this is going to be archived for people. They want to just listen to the things you've said from being the vice president of the deputy district attorneys out here. This is how you all feel. This is how the sheriffs, you know, the sheriff's association, the chiefs of police, everybody feels like this. So there's a reason that everybody that's in law enforcement feels like this. So, hey, thanks for taking the time with us today.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You bet. Okay. We're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned business. You're not going to find a better place in the world to get a haircut. Man's Last Stronghold, right there at Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
You've heard B&T Satellite say, don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen to you, their cherished customers. Call 241-3474. Don't put up with a convoluted process that consists solely of sitting on hold. At B&T Satellite, business is done with your needs in mind. Listen to some happy customers as written on Yelp. Bonnie K writes,
this year we traded in our travel trailer for a larger one and wanted the trailer set up so we could use our satellite. After we picked up our new travel trailer and got it home, we could not use the satellite. Try as we might, it never worked. We called B&T Satellite and Doug to the rescue. What a great guy. It works like a charm, and he gave Bud and I another tutorial on how to operate it. We are technologically challenged, so we are happy and consider Doug a true friend. If you need help, he's your man.
Stephen P. writes,
these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in NorCal, dish. Call these guys. I worked with Doug, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. Let them make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Redding chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Don't stop believing.
Yeah, welcome back. Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460, your town hall of the air. Good morning, everybody. And, gosh, you know, tomorrow Trish Clark and I will be here just fixing everything. You know what? This thing with Mr. Sedell, Eric Sedell, I mean, is that a... here, this guy is a Democrat, mm-hmm. and he's been a Democrat his whole life. I mean, yeah. They don't hold that against him. He's, but he's looking at it just like we look at it.
But even the hardcore deals with this. He Democrats deals with are this. Going, are you kidding me?
Wouldn't you think that people could get together on public safety?
Yeah.
But look what's happening. Look what's happening in the Assembly and the Senate of this state, run by the Democrats. Is they don't care. And this is what he's seeing. Okay, we already know the cops aren't being proactive anymore because of all the things that are happening around them. People, you know, got whipping out their cell phones. They've got a, you know, people, you're being too rough with me. They're already doing that. And plus the fact of now risking their lives and they're taking somebody in, you know, some meth head that fights them. And you know, they get injured like that because they have the strength of five. And so, but they arrest them, get them in there. They've been injured. They've been beat up. But they got the guy arrested and they put him in jail and the guy's out the next day because nonviolent, you know, he's on drugs or they steal and they grab him or they chase him down and then they put him in jail and the guys are out and the guys and girls are out the next day. And now with this bail thing, they could pick somebody on a felony. And they're released.
This whole there are no consequences. We've got these guys standing in the courtroom looking the judge in the eye going, what are you going to do to me?
Exactly. That's exactly what they say. And like I told that story, the judge says, well, we're going to put you in jail for 7 years, young man, for doing the things you've done. And in 48 hours later, he was out.
He's on the street.
He's on the street. Why? Because assault with a deadly weapon with a car is considered one of those ones that can be released early. It's not serious enough to keep them in jail. You know,
if the authorities don't take this in hand, the public will. That has been proven so many times through history, and it is beyond me. And it will come as a complete shock to these Nimrods.
Yeah.
When that happens.
Okay. Are you ready for some you know, news of the weird and odd that's true?
We have it already.
Well, I mean, this whole morning's been that thing. But this is kind of funny. You know, ISIS over in northern Iraq was setting up an ambush site. They've been killing off these villagers and all that. And there's like 20 of them in this ambush site. And they're setting it up. And they were attacked by and I'm not sure what you call this, but a herd of wild boar and hogs that attacked them and ran through there, killed three of the ISIS fighters, injured severely five more, and routed ISIS. Now, you got to think about this. You have to think about this.
Can we get those hogs on the payroll?
First of all, Islamic and pork.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that right then, how would you like, okay, you're in charge of, you know, all the of the ISIS guys in this neighborhood. You've been killing people, slitting throats. And these guys are bad guys. This is what, you know, background on this.
This would be
and these
karma.
Hogs, these boars come through there and rip them a new one. Can you imagine that? That not only was I killed, but it was by a pig.
Sorry, Bucko, you don't get your virgins.
Yeah, I'm not saying, I mean, what does that do? I know, and then they got, you know, and so and injured five more. I mean, this is like, how do you sign these guys up? You know what? This is like the, you know, the defensive front of the old Pittsburgh Steelers, you know, the Iron Curtain, except now they're the pork terrors.
Now, the Navy was training dolphins to do stuff. Can we have a wild boar training program?
I don't know, but you know what? This has been.
These guys are more effective than anything we've got.
Maybe that's what they did. Maybe they just kind of they flew a drone over and sprayed them with corn syrup or something, and here come the boars. But just killed three, injured five. So we ought to ring the bell for the wild pigs out there, you know. And can you imagine the briefings? Okay, you know, don't worry about the American drones. Don't worry about the artillery, but watch out for those damn pigs.
Carl, I've been eyeball to eyeball with a sow down at Tuscan Butte who is roughly the size of a Volkswagen. They are a formidable pile of meat.
Oh, no, I tell you, when you go out, they're 250, 300 pounds, and they are on the move. They are fast. And, you know, and they will mix it up with you. Okay.
They have an
attitude. But I kind of had to end up on something like that. So, see, there is retribution. And if the drones don't get you and the Iraqi army doesn't get you, then the pigs are going to get you. And I have to think is, how do we import? You want to import things from Iraq? Let's import some pigs and turn them loose in the parks.
We got plenty down in today, Tehama County, trust me.
Yeah, but these are killer pigs. The ones in Tehama County, they are not jihadist boars. We need to import jihadist boars to help with the crime problem.
Oh, dear.
Hey, tomorrow, everybody, Trish Clark and I are taking on the world here. It's the good guys against the bad guys, which are you.
Community Talk Radio for the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading. The news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
And I'll keep this world from dragging.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The ink is barely dry on a brand new executive order just signed by President Trump, one that he says will return power to the people. It targets what critics, including the president, describe as federal land grabs.
The previous administration used a 100-year-old law known as the Antiquities Act to unilaterally put millions of acres of land and water under strict federal control.
The new order mandates an Interior Department review of national monument designations by previous presidents. And later in the day, Mr. Trump takes the wraps off his tax